Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition, a special hour edition of WFSO Aftermath. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play a little bit of wrestling theme songs. Just doing a little bit mix-up. This is kind of make-up for not doing the smash-up episodes in a while. Just been, you know, just trying to get things together, trying to make time, especially with my busy schedule and all that good stuff. So, without further ado, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Right.
Y'all think this when I'm getting banged. Y'all, I'm trying to get lazy, bro. Okay, I'm gonna get lazy.
We bang for a big dog.
Thank you.
I hope you guys did enjoy that little bit of a playful smash-up songs and all that good stuff. And I know y'all might have heard me in the background if I was talking getting loud or whatnot. But I'm watching this past Thursday's Impact, and I guess right now is number T3D and Tommy Dreamer's on. But I guess it was this dude that was on here. It was like this big jacked up dude that actually moved like he was a Lucha Libre a bit. Like, just say compare him with like a big guy of Batista when Batista was large, with some moves like Chris Jericho, and just like the way he's just combining like different moves that I'd never seen. I think his name was Brian Cage. But, oh my God, he was just, maybe that's going to be somebody that TNA can use in the long run in the future. Hopefully they'll push that guy one day, but we'll see how that goes. But, up to the task at hand. Let's get to result. WWE Monday Night Raw. So let me just get this set up here. And there are a lot of people I know, they was not happy with the show tonight, or they was happy with the show. And I know some idiots probably be saying, excuse me, they were saying something in the likes of Cena's not on the show, so he got all better. We'll see. But before we get to that, they did show John Cena had leaked out a photo of the screenshot of 2K15, which I did look at the graphics, and the graphics are, wow, they're pretty good. And somebody had put up a comparison from last year's game to this year, which I still didn't get a chance to play last year's yet, but I don't know. Compare from last year to this year, the graphics, and they're like almost like really lifelike. It's like one of, it's probably one of the best games that they have done before. So hopefully, you know, they can, they'll probably calculate on that, and hopefully the game will go very, very well. Let's see. I did miss the first like 9 minutes of Raw, but I guess they were saying that Triple H was promoting the WWE Network. I can understand why he's promoting the network, especially next Tuesday. You're going to be in a lot of countries, over 175 countries, including like in Mexico and Canada and Australia. WFSO Canada, WFSO Australia, and WFSO UK. Well, WFSO UK, you will get to see and have the WWE Network October 1st. And they did mention that earlier on Raw, that you will get the network Wednesday, October 1st. So it will kill all these rumors and stuff like that, like, oh, they're losing money. Because the reason they were losing money, because they only had the network in the States. They didn't have it worldwide. But as soon as they do have it worldwide and finishing up with having it released in the UK on October 1st, I think they're going to make that money back up and then some. But anyways, Reigns came out, want to beat up Randy Orton right now, although him and Orton are going to fight at SummerSlam. The last man standing, Roman Reigns versus Kane. It was not bad of a match. Roman Reigns did win the match. And there's something that happened with Kane, which is kind of weird, but we'll get to that later. Damian Sandow versus the returning Mark Henry. I think, yeah, it wasn't that long of a match. Mark Henry won the match. The Beat the Clock Challenge was between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. The winner would get to pick the stipulation, but they didn't fight face each other. Dean Ambrose at first faced Alberto Del Rio. He beat Dean Ambrose, beat Alberto Del Rio. I think it was worth a matter of a little over 15 minutes. He hit his finishing move to win the match. The thing is, this is kind of the funniest thing, and it's like, I guess they just gave people more reason to download the WWE app. Because I guess anything can happen. So as they were bringing Rusev and Lana coming in, and they went to the commercial break, out of nowhere, when after the commercial break, they came from nowhere and just saying that Rusev had defeated Sin Cara. I'm like, what? And I guess the whole match was on the WWE app, and it wasn't a long match as well. Wow. But anyways, Jazz Swagger and Zeb came out, and I guess they had their piece, words going back and forth, and Rusev snaps and end up beating up Jack Swagger. I think they was going to go after Seth Culture, but unfortunately they just left him alone for whatever some reason. But anyways, moving on. They also mentioned before this match with Dolph Ziggler and Cesaro started that Dolph Ziggler does have a IC title match against The Miz at SummerSlam. Dolph Ziggler did defeat Cesaro, which was a decent match, and The Miz was at ringside. So they got this little feud. They got it a little bit going on after the match. Like, Dolph Ziggler was going to end up kicking him in the face, but The Miz ended up dodging it. But, so this should be a good match coming up at SummerSlam. Ryback versus Goldust and Stardust. And some people will call them the Dust Brothers. You know, it's finally after like weeks and weeks of them first wrestling, then stopping with these promos looking for the Cosmic Key. The Cosmic Key, I'm just thinking that gotta be the tag team titles, bro. Or it could be something weird, but anyways. The Dust Brothers had won the match. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I was gonna say the Bus Brothers. I'm sorry, y'all. Chris Jericho versus Luke Harper. If Chris Jericho wins, Luke Harper will not be at ringside for Jericho's match against Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam. Jericho defeated Eric Rowan, which he will not be at ringside for that match as well. So, well, due to Bray Wyatt's interference, Chris Jericho did win by disqualification. So, both Luke Harper and Eric Rowan would not be at ringside for Jericho and the Wyatt match for SummerSlam. And I don't know why they're doing this, but they kind of did this a little bit different. Diego with El Torito, Layla, Summer Rae versus Fandango with Hornswoggle, which was kind of, in my way, kind of turned for the worse, but had a little struggle, and Diego did win the match. Wasn't that much of a distraction, but we'll just leave it at that. R-Truth, the man that broke Bro Dallas' undefeated streak, this is a rematch from last week, with, I guess, Bo Dallas catching with a jaw, throws it into the step. What? No, that's happened after a match. I'm sorry. From what happened was that I guess he held the tights for the three count. Yeah, he did. He did hook up the tights, pinned them for the 1-2-3 for the win. R-Truth wasn't having it. R-Truth came out and was about to beat him up, and Bo Dallas had the upper hand and ended up doing his move. That's when he hits the Bulldog off the steps before leaving. Which that move was kind of painful to look. Maybe one of the highlight, I wouldn't say highlight matches, but something that made it like interesting for like the last match of the evening. Seth Rollins, it was going to be Seth Rollins versus Rob Van Dam, but Heath Slater came in. They called him in and said Heath Slater would be his opponent. While that was going on, Dean Ambrose came out, chunks Seth Rollins, got the briefcase, and Slater did hit a very, very nice neck breaker. Could have been like a reverse, you know, RKO, Diamond Cutter, or whatever you want to call it, but it was nice. But Ambrose opened the briefcase. He tears up the contract. Also, he pours soda into the contract briefcase. Also throws popcorn in there, then JBL's hat. I guess that really did distract him. And Slater got the roll-up for the upset win. So, and as they mentioned, this Friday, Dean Ambrose will pick the stipulation of the match between him and Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. So this will be interesting to see what stipulation this is going to have, since, you know, last month's pay-per-view, they really didn't even have a match at all, which was kind of interesting. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Okay, Stephanie McMahon, Brie Bella, of course, they had their contract signing. Both was talking back and forth, word was being spread and all that. What happened was, I guess after their little scruffle with words, suddenly out of nowhere, Stephanie attacked Nikki, hit the pedigree on her, why Turtle H was kind of holding back Brie, like pushing the desk towards the corner of the ring for her not to move. So, oh, well, it's beautiful people. Okay, anyways. So, Brie slaps Triple H, kind of got free, then Stephanie May hit Brie's head to the desk and also did a pedigree on her. So, like I said, they needed to make this match interesting. And I guess they did it with contract signing, but let's see what they're going to do with this on Monday Night Raw next week. I would say the week before SummerSlam. And I think they just meant what they said. They meant about, like, was that 6 matches so far? I think that was, like, about 5-6 matches they announced for SummerSlam so far. Oh, okay. I can look at the card, so just give me a second here. Got the WWE Championship match, Divas match, Intercontinental match, Flag match, Seth Rollins vs. Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns vs. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt vs. Chris Jericho, Brie Bella vs. Stephanie McMahon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8 matches so far. So, and plus, you know they're going to have it, Well, you know they're going to end up having a pre-show match, so this one should be interesting. I guess from there's, like, some notes that was put up here. From a year ago, it was a total of 9 matches, while 2012 had 8 matches, and 2011 had 7 total matches. Which, you know, the match that they have is a little bit better, so. People outside. But, we're going to take a little break. Probably going to talk about some upcoming events and maybe fill y'all in more about my take on this week's Impact Wrestling, which I'm currently watching right now, so. So take a little break and we'll be right back.
Camera.
my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, Here we go. And stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. When the hell them pigs are on water? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn thing, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just
is a, I guess they're doing like triple threat matches for the like the X Division title. They did, this is the third one with Samoa Joe, Tiger Umbre, and Homicide. So you got Sonata and Loki winning the first two matches, and I think Samoa Joe is about to win this one. Yep. So whatever's going on with that, I guess if somebody's going to be trying to crown the X Division next week, but like I said, it's coming Thursday. But let's see, things is going on in the area this week. It was a lot of shows that happened this past weekend. You had wrestling in BCW State Fair Park. They had like some shows there. The first day of State Fair. Friday, it was a matching. Excuse me. Here's a show of Green Bay. I know a few people have went to go see it, so they say it ended up being a very good match. So, also, Saturday, it was UPW had a show going on, and also POWW Wrestling in Illinois had a show as well. So, hopefully y'all guys went to go see that. I think there are no shows going on this week, unless I'm missing something, but let's see. There is. I think there is nothing going on this week. But anyways, if you got any events that you want to let me know that I can post on the website, please get a hold of me on Facebook, or you can get a hold of me on Twitter. Look for ArcherJ2000 on Twitter, and just look for Archer Jones on Facebook. And also, you can check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. I just did a little bit updating of it just not too long ago. There are a lot of shows that's going on in August, and there's probably a few I think I didn't put up as of yet. That I think there's stuff that's going on. So please check out the website and look for upcoming events. If you see, hey, something close to you, go see it and support all the wrestling. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. There is something going on this Sunday. If you're in the east side of Milwaukee area, there's going to be a Q&A with Kevin Nash, Al Snow, and X-Pac, a.k.a. Sean Waltman. They'll be at the Miramar Theater on a close to, that's right in the area of Oklahoma. I don't know why I was going to say that. It's in the area of Oakland and Locust Street. So, hold on. I'm going to give y'all the address here. 2844 North Oakland Avenue, kind of like across the street from Little Caesars. Over there. And, yep, right nearby my high school. Tickets are $50 for front row, including autographs from all three, and $15 for general admission in advance, or 20 at the door the day of. So an interesting Q&A with those three gentlemen, so check it out. So I lied. There was something going on this Sunday. So Hazel returns with her show this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Time, where Hazel runs her mouth. And also you got the Smarks List with Chris Fleming and Ronnie Newman. I think this time is going to be an hour edition, so if you guys got a chance, check it out. Well, since it seems like I'm going to be a little bit out of time, like I said, once again, check out the website. Subscribe to our YouTube videos, and there will probably be a few upcoming videos should be coming out this week, just talking about wrestling matters and stuff like that. So hope y'all get the chance to check that out. So, until then, thank you guys for listening, and thank y'all for the support for the show and all. I'm going to be here every single Monday, most likely. So, and there may be a chance there may be some new upcoming shows that's coming on as well. So, but we'll see. But until then, this is Arturo. Y'all have a good week. Show your love for wrestling.